Hey folks, it's module 3 of ASP.NET Core Microsoft Virtual Academy. I'm Scott Hanselman.
And I'm Maria Nagaka.
And we have reached Model View Controller.
Yes, this is a milestone for us.
It is a milestone because we understand that we could have started this MVA, this Virtual Academy, by just saying, hey everybody, download Visual Studio and go file a new project web.
Yeah.
But we wanted to give a little context.
Yeah, and we've kind of learned how pieces come together. Mm-hmm. And as a person who's relatively new to the web, like, you know, I've learned the web mostly from you, knowing how all these pieces come together, like routing and MVC, are essential mm-hmm. to understanding how your program actually works.
Right. So we have built that up over the last couple of modules.
Yep.
Now we've reached this point. Now I'm still in the application I created before. As you recall, though, when I said file new project, you had me do empty. So
yeah.
When I said file new project before, I went to .NET Core, I said ASP.NET Core Web App, and Maria had said, let us pick the empty template.
Yeah.
That gave us the basics. And we were able to say, hello world. That might be great for someone who wants a lot of control, but we want a real web app. Let's pick a different template this time, okay? We're going to pick web application. All right. And, you know, I can go and say different kinds of authentication.
Yeah.
I could say it's anonymous, no authentication. I could have it authenticate against my work or my school. I'll just say individual user accounts, and I will hit OK. So it's going to create a web app that might be slightly more complicated.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff going on here. So I see controllers, data, models, services, views.
Mm-hmm.
Some things look familiar.
Yeah.
But some of them are new.
We've got our startup and our programs.
Program.
Actually, we should look at those. Let's look at program just to start because we keep coming back there. That looks...
It looks
that's
a little bit different.
I'm Kestrel startup. No, that I think that that is
it's exactly
the same as empty.
It is.
I think startup...
There are a whole bunch of using statements at the top.
Well, we've got some that we recognize. We've got some things we recognize, like, is this in development?
Yeah.
We see some new stuff, like we can see configuration is stored in here. But because we saw things like we saw before where you had me say hello environment name,
yeah.
I can look at this line here and I can actually see app settings comes out of that JSON file. But optionally, I could have app settings dot, air quotes, okay. environment name dot development dot production.
So,
yeah. We see this. Get some secrets if I'm in development. See a couple of new things here. And there we see services.addMVC.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we could have actually built this from scratch using an empty web application. It would have taken some time.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. This is a very important point. Just because you get a lot of stuff when you say file new project doesn't mean that we couldn't have gone from the console app that we started with, which was effectively a nothing, up to empty. And we could have individually added each of these things and learned about that. It might have taken the entire day. when we go down here to configure, we can see some logging.
Yeah.
Our developer exception page that we were familiar with, our light blue screen of death, has been expanded. We also have a database error page, a thing called browser link that talks to Visual Studio.
Okay.
Remember that deal we did with the errors? Here, if it's in development, show an exception page. This template has us showing a friendly error page.
Okay, so you could, so they have a default one over there.
Uh-huh. So we should remember that as we go and dig into MVC. This is in /home/error. So as we talk about MVC, let's remember /home/error
sure.
so we
okay.
can revisit where that's coming from. We have then use static files and then something called use MVC that has routing. So we'll dig at that.
Okay.
All right. Let's run this. This is just file new project, and we'll go ahead and give it a go. Start that up, does a quick build, succeeded, launches. And out by default, we're going to get a pretty decent looking site.
That is the nicest thing that we've looked at so far.
It is. It's very bootstrappy.
Yeah.
Yep. Uses Bootstrap, which is a nice library for making pretty web apps. And what's also great is it's got links.
Tutorials and information.
You know what we should do is we should add us.
I think that's a good idea.
You could watch us talking about ourselves watching this site, watching us. That would be inception. All right. So then we can hit home, we have about,
yeah,
we have contact. Let's zoom in there just for a moment. We have home.
And look at how at the top, this yeah. is the URL's changing.
Slash home slash about. Home.
Yeah.
We saw slash home slash error in our code. And then there's contact. So we have three major areas. They're all in home, but if I come over here and hit, for example, register, that took me to account slash register. So home is a thing and account is a thing. We go back over here.
So let's look into
controllers, yeah. account and home. All right. So let's look at the home controller. That's, wow, it actually, if I scroll out a bit, it fits entirely on
one screen,
which is cool. All right, so we have a public class home controller.
Yeah.
Derives from controller, and if I hover over controller, this is a useful thing. It's telling you it's part of ASP.NET Core, and it's a base class that gives view support. We'll talk about that. Here's home index. We didn't see index, though.
No.
When we were going here, we saw home about. What if we type home slash index? I'm typing this myself. I'm not. Okay, so yeah, go ahead.
It defaults to the home page?
Yeah, so home default and home slash index are the same thing. Why? Well, little tip here. If I hit Control T,
yeah.
this lets me search for anything. I can start searching for startup or for any index. It's a great way to move around. So we'll go back to our startup. Was it startup? Startup project.
Yeah.
There we go. And at the bottom there was a route.
Oh.
That's the only place that the word index appeared. So we're saying the default route, and this template is the template for the URL. It's what the URL looks like. It's something slash, in this case, ID.
So it's the controller, mm-hmm. the action, and some sort of identification. So
some parameter, in this case, one that's the ID of something.
So does that mean if I go to your blog, because you blog a lot more than I do,
yeah.
and I knew the exact ID of a particular post, would I put it in there? So would it be Hanselman
slash blog?
Slash blog 25?
Whatever, exactly. Okay. So additionally, if there were other controllers that you knew existed, you could get to those. But here we're seeing that home is the default controller. So that's saying equals home sends us there. And the fact that we say action equals index, I could say action equals about.
Okay.
That would make the about method the default. So to be clear,
so if we save that, and
watch.
You, oh, okay.
Sorry, one sec. If I say, we know about, do I have to run it again?
Did you save it?
I think I saved it, so it's going to rebuild. It's rebuilding.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So to be clear, home about, we saw that.
Yeah.
Home index. What if I just say slash home? What do you think will happen?
It will go default to the home page.
Yep. Because index is the default method.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. So you were going to say?
I think you answered it.
All right. Good. So what we're doing here is we're saying the default template says use the home controller,
yeah.
use the action, and you can set that. You control what those URLs. So to your point about IDs,
yeah.
if we went over, for example, and looked at Stack Overflow for something, let's just look for, I don't know, something on Stack Overflow. Here we go. So here's my user.
That's a good example.
Yeah, it's a good example. So to your point, if I knew the ID of somebody,
that's your,
I don't know, someone out there is 999. See, I just guessed someone had the ID 999. This word here
is a user?
No, it doesn't matter.
Oh, so if you put, let's say,
yeah, let's do this, watch. So I'm 636380. I'm going to say Maria, okay? And I'm going to hit enter. This exists in the URL for SEO purposes, for search engine optimization.
Okay,
it's just there to make people feel better. What's funny, though, is that I could then pick any number, you know, 999, and that gets it. So this is the controller, yeah, that's the ID, mm-hmm. there's some default method that they're giving us, and then this was just added by them for to look nice.
Okay.
Yeah, which is interesting. So the point there is that when you use MVC, you have full control over what those URLs look like, and do whatever you want to do.
So when I go to a website, and there are all these different areas of model, view, controller. What is their role?
Yeah, the and it's great because you actually drew me a picture to help explain this because we say MVC a lot,
yeah,
but it's hard to visualize. So let's look at it like this. And what
that's
we'll do
a really
is we'll
good-looking picture,
it
by
is
the
good.
Way.
Did you draw that from hand on a surface? Did you use a surface?
No, I used Adobe Illustrator.
You use a mouse? You didn't have the pen?
I did not have a pen. I used it on this computer. So if you want to buy me a fancy one,
yeah, I'm not going to buy you a pen.
Okay,
so. There's a happy person who is going to use routing. They're going to hit /home. That uses the controller, as we see here, which then does something with a model. It could go to the database. It could make a model. We'll make models in a couple different ways.
Okay, so let's put this in real world terms.
Okay.
Okay. So let's say I wanted to go and watch Hamilton.
Okay.
Right? So I go to the Hamilton website and I try to get tickets.
Yeah.
So I would first go to use a page.
Yep, /tickets.
Yep.
Yep.
And then I try to use a controller to buy a ticket.
So the controller is the thing that is kind of managing the work.
Yeah.
So the tickets controller does that, but the controller isn't the database.
No.
It's not returning HTML. It's simply got kind of like two hands. It's got like one hand talk to the database and one hand talk to the HTML.
Yeah.
So the tickets controller would then go off and see where it says model. That really could be database, web service, and go to another website. It could do anything. Who
okay.
knows? That model then would contain your seats.
The seats that are that
available.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe model then returns available seats.
Okay.
Available seats then get sent over to the view.
And I see what's available. Mm-hmm.
Then you, the happy user, sees those and then act on it, and then the circle
okay.
continues.
Then it tells me the next tickets are
right.
available in 2020.
So let's do that. Let's okay. try to do that ourselves. And you know what we'll do? We'll just make our own controller. Let's go and say add
a controller.
Controller, and I'm just going to make an empty one because
okay.
I want to do. I want to show people the internals here.
So you want to keep it, okay.
We're going to keep it low level. So we'll say tickets controller because your Hamilton example was good.
Yep.
Okay. So I hit okay and we'll just put up a real basic controller. Scaffolding is the act of building out a controller. We'll see a little bit later how you can generate one.
What we've just seen, that's scaffolding.
That's scaffolding.
Okay.
Scaffolding though, in a more advanced example, would look at a database or look at an object and generate out the controller based on the shape of the objects. And we'll try that a little bit later.
Okay.
All right. So the tickets controller here, we've got it returning a thing called an iAction result. I'm going to change that to make this example even simpler.
Okay.
We're going to go super simple. We're going to have it return a string. Okay. And I could go and do this view action, but let's go back to the fat arrow,
okay.
the hash rocket,
such
the,
and,
the anders. Hello from tickets. So we've got public string index such that hello from tickets.
But doesn't it have to be got? Have to
well,
be
let's see that. Remember we have a default route.
Okay.
And the word index, because of the way the default template was, I think I should be able to say /tickets and that will be default.
All right.
Index will be default. So let's see if that's the case or not. And if it is or isn't, we can maybe make some changes. So we'll go and run this. Load it up. /tickets.
Oh, welcome.
Hello from tickets. So why did that work? If I type in tickets /index, it also works. So the same kind of behavior as before. This convention. If I
yeah.
called it Maria controller, it'd be /Maria. If I called it Scott controller, it'd be Scott. If I name this something other than index, I would have to type in /foo or slash
okay.
whatever. It's only because we decided in the route that was the default.
Okay.
Now you were about to say, you know, couldn't we get that in another way?
Yeah.
We could say, well, I want to get that. Let's see if this works. and we're going to make that like root, like slash, would that mess up our routing? This is called attribute routing, because this is an attribute. It's like a post-it note that I've put on that method.
Well, that's a good way to describe it.
You like that?
Yeah.
It's just a little post-it note. Because this is a centralized route. When we were off over in Home Controller thinking about that, it's not intuitive to necessarily come back over here and look in startup.cs for routing. So let's run that. So now I've broken my website, haven't I? I've made slash, or the root, be this. Now, can I do home still? Can I go slash home? They still exist, but why is that suddenly in charge? Why is that suddenly the boss controller?
Because you're performing a get?
No, because I'm explicitly being, I'm being greedy. This is called a greedy
route.
Oh,
greedy route.
Yeah, you remember that? This is a greedy route. So this route is combined with the other route, and this one's saying, well, I really want it done this way.
So that's bad practice then.
Well, it's not necessarily bad practice if that's what you want.
Okay.
But here's another way to think about it. What if I didn't want it to be tickets?
Okay.
Because we're a hip, young startup.
Ticks.
Nope. Not feeling that. No. So I'm going to hit refresh. I thought that was funny. So let's say that I want it to be ticks. So there's our homepage again. We're back.
Okay.
Right? I could say slash tickets. Doesn't work.
No. But if you say ticks.
Yeah, there it is, right? So this is to show you that you really have total control of your routes, and I've made that one there return string. Now let's go back to your picture, though, and think about that.
Okay.
She uses ticks. She gets to the tickets controller.
Yeah.
There is no model. In this case, the model is just that string.
Yeah.
Hello. And there wasn't really a view. The view is the string. So a string got sent back. So this is not MVC, we just made it like made C. Okay, not super sophisticated. Let's change this back the way it was to what was called an IAction result. We'll take our hash rocket and we'll go like this. Oops.
A hash rocket?
I don't know if that's really a hash rocket. I heard Ruby people call it a hash rocket once. Now, an action result is the result of an action method. So that's an action. Do some things.
Yeah.
Look up seats. Get me some tickets. It's an action. It's called index. It doesn't feel action-y. You know, it could be get tickets or whatever. And the result of that is do some stuff.
Yeah.
Return a view. Make some JSON. Do something. Notice how it's saying here, well, wait a second. I can't convert a string to an action result. That's not cool. Well, I can return using this content. I'm saying return content creates a content result by specifying a string. All right, so what we just did is we said the result of this action index is some content. This here, I'm going to make another index. I'm going to call it index 2. Those two methods are the same. The bottom one is a friendlier way to do the top one. Because here I just returned a string, and someone in the back secretly turned it into a content and an action result. But what's interesting about this action result is it gives you a sense of the flexibility and the pluggability that you can do things with in MVC. But those are effectively the same thing. We'll go back and we'll say action result. And I think, what was the default? It was return?
View.
View. All right. So let's try that and see if that'll break something. Because you have to break things to learn.
Yes, you do. Otherwise, everything's simple. Okay, so.
Here we go. It's the light blue screen of death.
That's calming.
It is calming. We should add, and I can, because I could use middleware, it could even play like white noise or some kind of calming.
Oh yeah, the whales in
the
background.
Whale song.
Or have like waves in the back.
That would actually be, I may actually write, you're going to make me write a blog post where I'm going to have, I'm going to add calming background Serenity Now music. Excellent. Good idea. Okay. So we just hit slash ticks.
Mm-hmm.
We got to our controller. We then said return view. And we got an error. The view index was not found. the following locations were searched, /views/tickets, index.chtml, and then it looked in views shared.
So there is no tickets views.
Let's go see. It's saying there isn't. If I go down here, I don't have a folder called tickets.
No.
So yeah, it could not find it. It had no way to find that. Let's see if I went and made a folder called tickets. Notice also it said tickets, not ticks, because ticks is just the route. Tickets is the controller name. So I'm going to say add view. Ah, look at this.
All right.
I can say an empty one, or I can do create.
You can do a CRUD thing.
Right, and that's to your point about scaffolding, right? We could scaffold it out. We could say, make me a list based on something. Right now we're using tickets. Maybe later we'll try something else. So I'm going to say, make me a view. And then, do I want a layout or a master page? If you've ever done a template in WordPress, there's like the master template and the sub-templates.
Okay. Right.
So we can use a template. If we want to, I'll just say add.
Can you also add your own templates in there? Because it was a dot-dot pattern too.
Absolutely. You can use multiple ones. You can have multiple layout pages. They're called layout pages. They used to be called master pages. Here we are now in this page, and we'll call it my new tickets view. All right, so I noticed, though, I didn't think about this. Look at that. What did I name it? I named it View.
Yeah.
All right, is that going to work? I have a view called View. Well, first, I have to run my app.
Wouldn't it be expecting index?
It absolutely will. So we'll go and we'll say /ticks. Didn't find it. I'm going to keep it running.
Okay, and see if you rename it, it's like automatically.
Exactly. As you're noticing that we're not having to do a whole lot of compiling here. It's just, there we go.
There we go.
See how the menu's there?
Yeah.
Okay, where's that coming from?
Let's have a look.
Nothing here is saying where that is.
So there must be a concept of shared layouts across multiple pages.
Exactly. There's our shared layout.
Okay.
It's an underscore layout. There's our bootstrap. That's your root. Okay. Notice this. Look familiar?
Yeah. Development.
So those are your CSS for development. Those are yours for staging and production. And this isn't an HTML tag. That's called a tag helper. That is a fake tag that ASP.NET knows about. So these things will get output during development.
Okay.
And those will get output during them. So let's figure out how that got set, though. See here, there's a thing called view start.
Yes.
That's just a special page.
Okay.
It's a convention. And that's the one that said, that's the layout. If you decided to make your own custom layout, you could do that.
Yeah.
Or in your page, you could say, well, I really want this one to use a different layout.
So the underscore before view, that's just to indicate it's different?
It's just a convention. Sometimes people put underscores in front of things so that they sort higher.
Okay.
You see how everything here is sorting like before A?
Yes.
So by putting the underscores there, it's a way of them saying that these are special and you should think about them differently.
Okay.
Only some of them have special names, like view start. Other ones don't. So let's go back to our tickets. We see my tickets view. That works great. So that brings us back to here. She visits /ticks. We have no model right now.
Yeah.
Then we go and we didn't update a view, so we just called a view, and the view came back, and then she saw the HTML. So we could then maybe add a little model, a ticket.
Okay.
Is that okay? Let's go back over here.
And then we'd go to the model folder?
Yep. We can put the class anywhere, but
I think that's an important thing to add. The model is a class.
The model's a class. It's what they call a POCO, a plain old CLR object.
Well.
You ever heard that?
I've seen it around. I didn't know what it was.
You probably heard it, POJO, which was plain old Java object.
Yes.
In school. Exactly. So add class, and I'll just say ticket. Or actually, no, seats. I think she was looking up seats. Okay. And we'll just make something silly. We'll say, and I'm going to use some snippets. I'm going to type prop for property.
Okay.
It's a code snippet. Tab.
I like every single time you do that, I'm still like That's pretty sweet.
It is pretty sweet.
That's pretty sweet.
So you can go, and I can go enter, enter. So I can go prop, tap, tap, string, tap, tap, prop, tap, tap. And you keep going like this. And each one of them, there's all kinds of different ones. There's like full properties.
Whoa.
Yeah, you can go like that.
And the keyword there is prop?
Yeah, so there's prop. And if you go, if you're sitting here with nothing, and you hit control, space, you've got prop, and you've got all the different things you could type. If you type CT, you've got constructor. You can get a constructor.
Is that what we call the inner loop?
That doesn't improve the inner loop.
Okay.
But no, that's not my
inner loop. It's part of the inner loop process.
Oh, look at that. I didn't even see that. Look at that. CW. I always thought the CW.
That means CR is console read line?
That's good. I don't know if they did that. That's, jerks. They didn't make me a CR. But of course, these are great. These are snippets. You can write your own. Do whatever snippet makes you happy.
So when I see what you've just written, it kind of reminds me of the way a database structure is.
Yes, we are going to use these plain old CLR objects a little bit later today, and we'll generate our database.
Okay.
And an object with a series of fields or properties is also the same potentially as a table with a series of columns.
Okay.
Okay, so we said that a seat has a location and a price. Let's go back to tickets controller, and here we'll say go to the database.
Okay.
So we're going to pretend to go to the database. We'll say some variable equals new ticket. Now it can't find ticket. Not ticket, seat rather, pardon me. Can't find seat.
Don't we need to add it?
No, the issue is that it is in its own namespace. It's in a model's namespace.
So would it be models dot, okay?
We could say models dot. We could go like this, models dot seat.
Yeah.
But what I did is I typed in seat. And if you watch right here. This is another great feature.
The light bulb.
But the light bulb, watch. If I hit, there's a light bulb, see?
Yeah.
I can either click on the light bulb, and it's saying, hey, seat couldn't be found. Are you missing a using? I'm going to make a using for you.
But it also gives you the other option.
So watch right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or I could go and do the option that you said, which is type models.
Okay.
So I'm going to hit that. It just wrote that for me. So the way that we do that quickly, if we're pros, we go var equals new seat control dot, and then it does
it
that
automatically
for you.
Do it.
It control dot presses the light bulb for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think the light bulb is one of my favorite features, along with the green and yellow lines.
Yeah, I like the green and yellow lines because it reminds me of Word. It makes me think that I misspelled something.
Oh, no, the green and yellow lines on the side. That shows you things that you...
Oh, this one here?
Things that you've saved, things that you haven't saved yet.
Ah, so this is like a dirty flag. So that's not yet saved. Oh, okay, cool. Location, orchestra. I know you want to sit in the fancy seats.
The fancy seats.
Yeah.
Usually I'm in the box. Like private box, but
usually I'm out front buying tickets. And then $300 to Hamilton.
Yeah.
Oh my God. All right. Cool. So there's that. That's our model.
Yeah.
So this is like go to the database, go to a web service. The point is get a model somehow or get some stuff. Doesn't matter how you got it. Then Vue has some overloads.
Okay.
One of which passes in the instance of that model. So we're going to pass this S variable into the view.
Okay.
All right. Let's go back over to our view here. This is one way to pass data back and forth. If we just briefly come back here, the controller talks to the model. The model needs to have data passed to the view in some way. The controller needs to get the model into the view somehow. It can put it in this bucket of view data, and just like a hash table, just say here's a string and here's the value.
Okay.
Or you can do a strongly typed model, and I'm going to say model seat, did we call it?
Yep.
Okay. And to make sure I know if I did it right, I'm going to see if it crashes. I have to run that again. If I did it wrong, I will hear about it when that view compiles for the first time. So this isn't wrong because it didn't crash.
Yeah.
Right? So there's my tickets view, and then I can say at model dot
seats.
No, so it didn't work. So let's see if it found out about the seat. I might need to put the full namespace.
Windows web application.model.seat?
Yeah, yeah. See if that works. So I put in at model, and then I could do the full namespace, or I could put in a using statement,
yeah,
right, just like we saw before. Or down here in the corner, it says view imports, just like we had view start.
Yeah.
View imports. See, it has all those usings. That makes your view, isn't that nice?
Yeah. So it's like it's a way of sharing the using statements that you need.
Or right anything else, other tag helpers or whatever. So I could theoretically put that in there, but I won't. So now model dot model, capital model, dot is, this is important,
yep,
is strongly typed. Model is of type seat.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting? And what's more significant about that, if you look real close, just for those who want to know the internals, it says seat is hanging off of a razor page of type seat. We made the razor page strongly typed now. So raise the this index, this we're now here in what, tickets index?
Yeah.
That is, it knows about seats. So I could then go and say location for only model dot price.
Okay.
Exclamation point. And you see how I can move cleanly between HTML and C sharp just
so
by going
what does the exclamation point at the end mean?
That's just me going,
Exclamation point.
Exclamation point. See, that's a great point. So this is interesting though. You pointed that out, like, what does that mean? Is it magic? No, this is me goofing around. The Razor editor knows that this at started some code.
Yeah.
I typed in model, and you see I've got IntelliSense, right? But there's no such thing as an exclamation point.
I thought you were showing me a new operator that I had never used.
What's significant about it, look, it's smart enough to know since there is no such thing as that, that must be just the English exclamation
point.
This allows us to write a clean sentence that looks
look like
that
sentence.
Look clean, right? So let's see what that looks like. So here it says for only $300, or only $300, that price is a double.
Yeah.
I could then bring in currency and format that, and you know, or I could certainly be just ethnocentric and just put in
U.S.
Yeah, sorry, I should put pounds or whatever fake money you use.
Or shillings.
Shillings, yep. The point being, though, actually, that does bring up a good point because then you can get into things like localization and all that we'll talk about another time. This double can be formatted in whatever way makes you happy, which is cool. All right, so returning back to your picture, they hit slash ticks, which uses a route which can be centralized or attribute, hits the controller, which then goes to the database, goes wherever, whatever, gets the model. The model then gets sent to a view. It can be sent in a bag, in a view data, or strongly typed, and then the view can be written however you like.
Okay.
We could have made a table. We could have done anything at all that we like. Oh, and by the way, just to be real clear, let's say I misspelled. See where it says price?
Yeah.
Let's say I fat fingered it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I said purse. And notice that it's got a squiggly already.
Because what is that?
It's trying to warn me. But I'm going to persist.
And run it anyway.
And run it anyway. Here
all
we
right,
go. I want to make sure you see. Seat does not contain a definition for purse, and we couldn't find anything called that.
Yeah.
So it's giving me that nice thing, and I could say show compilation source, and it'll actually go into the internals and show you exactly what went wrong and what's going on. So this is, when I say strongly typed,
you
get
the
errors. That's what that means. You get the errors right away. So that is kind of the basics of Model View Controller. From a looking at some data and reading it and outputting it. Next we'll do forms.
Yep.
All right. Having all kinds of fun here on Microsoft Virtual Academy. Stay with us.
Thank you.